You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The main infrastructure talks between the White House and Senate Republicans have collapsed. But as that was happening, the Senate held a very bipartisan vote on something else that'll shape the country's future, spending big to expand the government's role in new technologies. This is largely with China in mind. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details on that.
Yeah, David, this Senate bill would spend $250 billion over 5 years on research and development of various technologies here in the U.S., including in emerging fields such as artificial intelligence. There's also money for a host of other things, notably for more domestic computer chip manufacturing, along with telecommunications equipment production, and that has to do with next-generation 5G networks. There's also some money for the specific types of chips automakers need, and we know the reason why. Car makers have had to cut back on production because they can't get enough chips. There's a shortage.
Now, the Senate passed this bill 68-32. So many on the same page for once.
Yeah, indeed. And make no mistake why. This is about countering China. There is broad bipartisan agreement on that front. Here's Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi just before the vote yesterday.
This is an opportunity for the United States to strike a blow on behalf of answering the unfair competition that we are seeing from communist China. And it's an opportunity to have a game changer in terms of geographic diversity in our research efforts.
And now that the Senate has voted, David, the measure moves over to the House. There are some differences between the two chambers on what they want to do, so they'll have to work that out.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.